After a week that saw massive marches, protest rallies, and vigils in the city of Springfield, Massachusetts following the death of George Floyd, elected officials are pledging policy changes. 11 of the 13 members of the Springfield City Council stood on the front steps of City Hall Tuesday evening and promised to deliver policies to stop police misconduct and combat racism.
We're here because we have heard the voices of the Springfield residents who are demanding change.
Councilor Orlando Ramos, who chairs the Public Safety Committee, announced recommendations to strengthen the Springfield Police Department's use of force policy and to improve the handling of citizen complaints.
We're here to ensure that we're going to do everything we can as the legislative authority of the City of Springfield to protect the public from police misconduct.
Although the Springfield Police Department does not authorize or train officers to use chokeholds, Ramos said the policy should explicitly ban chokeholds and carotid restraints. He said de-escalation should be the first option in the department's five progression of force levels. A spokesman for the Springfield Police said Commissioner Cheryl Claproot did not object to strengthening the language about chokeholds in the department's use of force policy. Ramos also called on the city to make citizen complaint forms available by phone and online, and for the police department to create a tracking system for complaints, along with an early intervention program to spot and, if necessary, retrain problematic officers.
We all know who the bad apples are. They know who the bad apples are. And it's time for us to get rid of those bad apples.
Other councilors announced resolutions they plan to introduce at the next meeting on June 22nd. Councilor Marcus Williams said he'll call for support to create a national registry of decertified police officers, the idea to prevent a cop who's been fired in one jurisdiction for misconduct from getting hired somewhere else.
I will also say that as an African-American male and elected official, that black and brown bodies are tired of being the teachable moment. We are tired of being the teachable moment. We are now wondering when the lesson is going to be learned.
Councilors Tim Allen and Mike Fenton are filing a resolution that calls for Massachusetts to require the licensure of police officers, as it does with a host of professions, including lawyers, electricians, and hairstylists.
This is good for the good cops, and it's good for us to weed out the bad cops. Everybody should want this kind of thing.
A resolution that declares racism to be a public health emergency will be introduced by City Councilor Adam Gomez.
Our communities must demand accountability and action from our leaders, and that the work to build trust between government and the people must begin now.
About 50 activists gathered for the press conference, with some calling for the councilors to take additional steps, including removing school resource officers. A week ago, as many as 3,000 people took part in a Black Lives Matter protest march from Central High School to the Springfield Police Department headquarters. It was the largest demonstration the city had witnessed in decades. There were two protest marches against police brutality in the city last Saturday. A prayer vigil for peace attracted up to 300 people to the steps of City Hall last week. This Friday evening, Springfield Bishop Mitchell Rosansky is planning to hold a prayer service for racial healing in front of St. Michael's Cathedral. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.